morning, my First Baptist Church family, friends and visitors, and a happy new year to each and every one of you. The Pulpit Search Committee invites the entire membership of our First Baptist Church family to join in with us as we take on the leadership role in our annual prayer and fasting season that extends this year from January the 3rd to January the 15th. James 5:16 states that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So as we join together each day, recognizing that we have much to pray for in our search for a new pastor, new leadership, and a new direction for our church, as well as remedies for the ills of this world that continue to shed darkness on a world void of light, let us be that light that conquers the ills of the world. We now invite you to pray with us and for us as we give up the compass of life as we fast, seeking the presence of God over these affairs. We, the Deacon's Ministry, shall now begin this service with a musical selection to be followed by scripture read by Deacon Charles Fleet.
We don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. We need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word from the Lord will move all the doubts and cause the sun to shine and give peace of mind. Thy wisdom and thy understanding, though we lack the very love you show in the sun. Lord, we've altered in bad ways, and we stand so much to gain. So give us your word, Lord.
Good morning, church, First Baptist Church family and friends. I will be reading Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 19 through 22. And it reads, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for the habitation of God through the Spirit." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you call us each to different work in your kingdom, according to the gifts you have bestowed upon us. Today, I pray especially for those you have called to choose those in our ministry to be leaders and teachers in your church. Keep your call fresh in their hearts, renewing and refreshing their spirit for the work ahead. May they seek your counsel daily, seeking your wisdom and guidance as they give spiritual guidance to others. Fill them with patience, peace, and joy for their work, remembering you are with them even when the work is hard, for you are faithful to equip those who obey your call. All this I pray through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for joining us ever so close to you and keeping us afresh in the ministry of First Baptist Church. We pray that you will continue to be with us as we take on new assignments, Heavenly Father. We pray that we will be powerful witnesses and give loving service to this community. Help us to minister to those who need forgiveness, reconciliation, and healing, Father. As we work to call on a new pastor in our congregation, we as this body of church know that we are part of your family. You established the church, Heavenly Father God, and we want to do what is needed for your church. Unite us together in Christ, and we pray that by your grace and your mercy, that you will lead us and guide us and help us to love one another as this body in Christ. Father, we ask that we become a dwelling place for your spirit, that we continue to serve and be witnesses for you. Help us to discern what is needed for our church. Strengthen us as we stand strong, Heavenly Father God, and most of all, Father, give us wisdom. Help us to endure this process. Help us, this First Baptist Church, to be united. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, church family, this concludes our service for today. And I would like, at this time, to thank each and every participant who thought it not robbery to be with us this morning. And I'd like to thank each one of you who dialed in to share with us as we pray and fast, seeking the presence of God in these affairs. Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you again on tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, as well as throughout this fasting season. Thank you very much. And goodbye.
What shall I do?